Ezekiel chapter 31.
Who can compare with your greatness?
It was such an imposing and majestic tree, with outstretched branches. Its roots sank to the mighty waters. Therefore, thus saith the Lord and God, because the tree grew so tall and proud of its height and rose above the thick foliage, Egypt's success, like that of many rich and famous, was the origin of his haughtiness of heart. God warns Egypt that even greater trees had already fallen under Nebuchadnezzar's, the instrument God used to carry out his discipline. Both Judah and its adulterous and haughty neighbors. But not all trees end up like this. The Apostle Peter, writing of Jesus, tells us, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. In that tree, on the wood of that cross, I will boast, because in that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Before such a symbol of our redemption, I tell myself, were the whole realm of nature mine, and were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.